So hi, my name is Abdurrahman Ali Asad, but to pronounce it more anglicized, I would say Abdurrahman Asad, or Ali, as you like to call me. It's actually my dad's name, but I don't mind going by it. I just feel bad correcting people because it's a long name and I don't want anyone to like, I don't want to like correct anyone and like feel like they have to stress over my name. I just, whatever, like you can call me whatever you like. Yeah, so the way it works in like Arab cultures usually is that it's your name, your father's name, and then your last name. So my name is Abdurrahman. My father's name is Ali, and then my last name is Asad. But my dad's name, you're not the first like professor to do this. Like it happens quite often because like my name is really long. My last name is kind of strange. My first name is really long, and then they see Ali, that's like, that's the easiest one. So I'll go for that one. Which,
I think he said Ali at one point. So Abdurrahman?
Yeah. But I don't mind going by Ali. You can call me Ali. I feel like you're used to it by this point.
I gotta learn your name, man. I'm sorry that no. I've been dadding you.
No, no, no.
Your dad's name, but okay.
I've been listening to music like ever since anyone would be listening to music. But I feel like there's been so many times in my life where it's definitely been something really important and something that I've expressed myself in and something that I've found bonds with people in and a way to just express myself, like the more visceral side of myself, maybe, like just the more natural parts. Like I never really was trained musically for anything, but I do consider myself to be a musician. I just picked up everything on my own because there wasn't really a big emphasis in Saudi Arabia to really like teach music or anything. So, I mean, to give you something more specific, the time where I felt like really, I really wanted to actually pursue music as a hobby and maybe even later, you know, God knows what I can do with it, but was when me and my brothers would go home and we got this Guitar Hero set or a Rock Band. So we had two guitars, a microphone and a drum set. And I remember the first one we played was Guitar Hero World Tour, which I think was released in between 2008-2011. Me and my brothers would like make a full band. Sometimes my little sister would join in. I have two older brothers and a younger sister. And my sister would usually do vocals. I would either playing bass or guitar, usually bass because my older brother like reserved the guitar. And then my second to eldest brother would be playing drums. And I just remember like jamming in the living room with my family. And that's where I think me and my brothers started to share a taste in music because a lot of the songs were heavier, rock songs, metal songs. And that's when my second to eldest brother started going crazy over metal music. He started to go crazy over metal music. And my older brother was like, man, what is this, man? This is like nonsense. And then he now is the biggest metalhead in the family. Me and him always go to concerts together in Phoenix. We've been to Lamb of God like 5 times at this point. I love Lamb of God. But yeah, I mean, not exclusively, because before that, my dad exposed us to a lot of older song music. Like, I mean older in like the sense that it's older than the current music at that time. My dad would always listen to Michael Jackson. He loved Michael Jackson and Tupac. Very, very strange taste in music my father had. But he definitely, I think he had a taste in music that was very influential for all of us. Like we all love Michael Jackson. We all love 80s music. My dad was a huge Billy Idol fan too. And then he would constantly criticize my brothers for listening to devil music. When in fact, Billy Idol is kind of similar in terms of aesthetic. And I don't know, like... aesthetic and maybe even lyrical content, if not more suggestive, very suggestive. But I think my dad didn't mind that. And yeah, I guess from then on, me and my brothers were all musicians to a certain degree. My sister never really picked it up, but she enjoys some of the music we listen to too. So she picked up some of the metal stuff and gradually started to progress into more like progressive metal and the more like branched out genres, and we all kind of went our ways, but within the core of kind of like heavier music, rock music, metal music, but still like all of us have a variety of taste, I could say. Like for me, my Spotify, I mean that's not the best I guess indicator, but my Spotify Wrapped, my first genre was called corridos tumbados, which is like a new version of corridos that's like influenced by trap music in America, but it's a Mexican genre. And then the second was progressive metal. And then the third was, I think, hip hop. The fourth was trap. And then there was just like thrash metal and heavy metal in general in there too. And I guess that's just like, that's me usually every year. Like I just listen to all kinds of music. That's not to say that I'm unique in that respect, because most people do listen to many types of music. But at the same time, I feel like it's a little bit, like, I'm trying to find the word for it. Like, it's a little bit hectic, eclectic maybe, I don't know. But yeah, so I'm kind of going all over the place, I'm sorry. I'm trying to organize my thoughts. Of course, thank you. My oldest brother is probably the most metal guy. Like, he listens to the heavy bands like Lamb of God, Gojira, Metallica is his favorite band. And he's just a very metal guy centric. My second to oldest brother is more of the progressive rock metal guy. He's a big Porcupine Tree fan, a big Dream Theater fan, Rush fan. Of course, I'm a fan of both those bands. For me, I'm more of the, I guess I also listen to Lamb of God, but and like Gojira and Porcupine Tree, but I'm a massive Opeth fan. That's probably my favorite band. Progressive metal just holds a special place in my heart, but it also does not close my mind to the other genres. I'm more modern, maybe because I'm the youngest. I listen to a little more modern stuff. My older brother hates that. He's not with it at all. I'm kind of a closeted Drake fan. You know, like, I really do like Drake, but I'm ashamed to admit it sometimes. But yeah, I'm a fan of newer stuff compared to my brothers. But yeah, I mean, music has just been a constant person in my, like a constant figure in my life. It's never been something that it's something I have maybe taken for granted sometimes, but I always, it always has played a big development in my growth as a human being in terms of broadening my horizons, in terms of opening my mind, because I wasn't always super open-minded about music. I was a bit more snobbish maybe or gatekeepy. I don't know what the word would be. Like, when I used to listen to Pink Floyd as a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, I thought I was like the deepest person ever, you know? I thought that like, this is like the height of music, which I still would agree that Pink Floyd might be the height of music, or one of the heights of music, because that would be too specific. But I mean, I opened my mind to just learning, listening, and eventually I made even my own music. I have an album on Spotify. Not very good, but we'll get there. Hopefully I'll improve. And to be honest, the album is inspired, like, I feel like the most audibly inspired by trap music, but also by EDM and also by Opeth, definitely. Like, there are a couple of sections that could be Opeth, maybe some Midwestern emo too. I know I'm just saying a lot of genres now, but like I said, I'm still trying to organize my thoughts. I'm trying to remember. Oh, there was a Steely Dan song. I forgot the name. It goes back, do it again. I'm not sure. And there was Rock Band had Living on a Prayer, which is like as classic rock as you can get, maybe. There were a couple of Dire Straits songs. I'm jumping between Rock Band and Guitar Hero, so I'm getting confused. There was also Tool songs, which I'm surprised that to be honest were included, because Tool is like, I wouldn't say Tool is a niche band by any means, because they're very popular, but their songs are long and complicated, and that was also like something that maybe blew my mind as a child, because even the sequences looked like had the Tool art style. But even like besides that, like, there was also like Bon Jovi songs, there was like a Metallica song, Iron Maiden songs, Black Sabbath songs, all like the classic old vintage metal. I mean, I get nostalgic, definitely. Like, nostalgia is the main thing. But I also remember, like, man, like, I'm glad I love those songs. Nothing that against them. I think they're all awesome songs. But I'm also glad that it forced me to maybe look more into things, because I started to find the songs that I like more deeply. Not to say that I don't love those songs. I love those songs. They have a very special place in my heart. But it's like, you know, like, I recognize that some of them were a little corny. The Steely Dan song, no, I would not say so. But Living on a Prayer, I would definitely say. I love that song, but damn, is it corny. Like, super corny. That's something I forgot to touch on. So, probably something I should have touched on first. But the thing is that I just like enjoyed playing the things, but I figured like I want to make my own things. Like I don't want to just play other people's music. As much as I enjoyed doing that, I wanted to be the one who makes the Guitar Hero music. And I wasn't the only one, because my second to eldest brother learned guitar. He picked up guitar around 15 years old, and I was around 10, 11 at that time. And he just went full into it. And he, to this day, he's like one of the best guitarists in our city, probably. He's really good, and he puts us all to shame, because I ended up also picking up the guitar, and my older brother also ended up picking guitar. And my older, I would say I'm the third in that list, but I think I'm the best keyboardist, so I'll take that. But I mean, even my guitar brother, like the second to eldest, probably beat me in the keyboard if he tried. But not to be competitive, but yeah, I mean, when I saw my brother picking up an instrument, I wanted to like join him, but I couldn't, like how I couldn't Rock Band and Guitar Hero. I could just join him by picking up one of the controllers. But now I actually had to learn something, invest time. And I always used to listen, like I got into a phase when I first started to try and learn the keyboard. I got into a phase of listening to Nujabes, like this fusion Japanese guy. I'm not sure exactly what would you describe his music as. It's kind of like some kind of jazz fusion, I don't know. But it had a lot of piano music, and then I heard one of his songs called Horizon. I was like, I'm gonna learn piano just to learn this song. And of course it progressed onward. And then when I learned that song, I was only like 2 years into practicing from when I was 15 years old. And I was like, man, like, I mean, this is great, but I feel like I can still go further. And then that's when I started developing my own music. And yeah, I mean, now my brother's a professional musician. My eldest brother is, like I said earlier, just had his first child. So he's very busy now. Not sure if he can practice guitar as much. But he's also very good. He does have a self-confidence issue, though. I think he's much better than he thinks he is. But yeah, I'm kind of the same. But at the same time, I just enjoy the act of making music. It feels visceral, like I said before. And it feels like I'm expressing myself in a way that's very natural, and that I always want to push myself to improve in. And I always want to make weird music that I would like. That's always my goal when I make my songs. I want to make something I like. Of course, I'd love if someone else loves it too, but I guess that's how you find your fans. Like to find music as in make it, or to find it as in look for it?
Either way, either as a creator or as a person that's listening.
As a listener, I feel like there's no way to know except by listening. And I mean, that seems obvious, but like the truth of the matter is like, sometimes it's not even the genre you're looking for, it's a specific artist that hits and scratches an itch that you have. For me, that's always been Opeth, because the music is just wonderful. Like the harmonies, the guitar parts, the rhythm, the drum parts, the guitar harmonies, the solos, the bass lines, all just click for me. The length of the songs, the sections, the way it's progressive, and how not always two parts repeat. And the emotion that comes through through the vocals and the darkness of the music, I really like. I'm not a dark person, to be honest, but like I just love dark music, and I think a lot of people would say the same. I'm not, like I said before, entirely unique in that aspect, but it really does scratch an itch for me, and I just enjoy like dark music and music that's very somber, and sometimes bordering on angry. I feel like that's the purest of music. As much as I love happy songs, the truth of the matter is the sad songs cut a little deeper. And in terms of the other side, like being creative, I always thought that maybe being the best part of being creative is making what you'd like I said before. Like, I always focus on making what I would like. Sometimes, okay, I'll try to pander a little bit just because, you know, we're all trying to get somewhere. But at the same time, I feel like I'm at my purest making music that I would love and enjoy, and that I would love to show to my loved ones, and they'd be like, oh man, that's so you. I love to have my identity shine through the music. And I want, hopefully one day, to have whatever it is, because I'm a film major right now, and I'm doing my music minor. So whatever career path I go down, I would love people to see a product that I make and be like, that's so him. Like, that's so Abdurrahman or whatever. Like, they'll just be like, this is so in character. Like, I could never imagine anyone else making something like this. And I love seeing that in other works. Like, if I ever hear an Opus song that I really love, and I hear like a specific solo or a style of solo or a section of a song, I'll be like, man, that's so Opus. And those are the moments that I love, like in creating music and in listening to music. Finding that one blink of identity that you know no one else can do what they're doing, like right there. And like last semester, it's like Sinatra has those moments. I'm sure almost all of the jazz musicians in their own right have those moments. Duke Ellington, I'm sure, has those moments. I'm not very well versed in jazz, unfortunately, which is why I'm taking this class. But the jazz class, for anyone who's wondering. What is jazz? Is it, what, 2-3-1?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2-3-1. And yeah, that's kind of how I look at it personally.